This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Rob Vu and Josh Ellens out in Germany covering Bilderberg and the migrant camps. They're coming up in the next segment. We've got a bunch of our crew, including Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs out on the West Coast for the anti-free speech hysteria there. We've got a bunch of other crew being sent out. I am skeleton crew here. And I'm not literally likening myself to Hitler, except for the fact that I'm in my bunker and have limited forces, and I'm trying to give orders to armies that don't exist. But there is so much I want to do. We're working 7 days a week right now. I work 7 days this week. Nico Acosta works 7 days a week. Allie did. Matt, this whole great crew back here. So I just want to single them out for your support, your prayers, you name it, because people send me all this fan mail, big stacks of it every week. I appreciate it. I look at it. It's great. All these gifts. Hey, think about the crew, reporters or whoever. Everybody should adopt somebody on the crew and just tell them, you know, what you think about them, because we love you. You can hear from us that we care about you. I just thought that that's another way to point out how important this crew is and the work they're doing. Now, it just hit me during the break. Something that I know, but that I really need to say loud and clear and say it a lot, and something that I'm going to advise Roger Stone to do the next time he talks to Donald Trump, or the next time that, let's just say, I'm able to talk to folks with the campaign. But before I do that, I just want to get Darren McBreen's attention, who has taken on, you know, the job of like three or four more people while the crew's out of town. And that goes for Jakari and everybody else. They're all just really upping their game even more to help get all the videos out, the reports, the research, the articles, just everybody in this crew. But it really hit me during that 70-second break, and it's so profound. You know, a thought can be in just a split second, but it's like a volume of material. So I'll try to crystallize this down. The most powerful weapon Donald Trump has isn't just that he's anti-political correct. It isn't that he just speaks like a common person. It isn't that he's just pushing basic common sense populism. It's that currently at his rallies that I've seen the raw footage of that we have on Infowars.com. It's got to be a third or 40% of the people going in the doors are Hispanic. And it's got to be 10, 20, 30% are black. And a lot are Asian. Now, this is so exciting because they have pushed this racism narrative to the thousandth degree. And quite frankly, people are scared. There's a little bit of xenophobia going on. That's pretty much common sense at a point when people are saying, foreign flags, we're going to get you, kill you, and the government's running. And I mean, people that haven't been, quote, racist start getting just a little bit, hey, I'm scared, which I wouldn't call racism. It's just called normal tribalism. That starts getting activated. And so Trump pushed a little bit of those buttons, let's be honest about it, because the left's pushing them on their side. And I'm not even defending that. I think you went a little too far sometimes. But that's just because I just straight shoot, folks. I can't sit here and think up what I'm going to say. It's just whatever I'm really thinking, you get it. There is no filter with me to a really bad point. Because if I want to use cuss words, I've never been a big cusser, but now I get really upset about things, I will start cussing. And they have to lay it out because it's just, I'm so real. That when they got Salon pushing pedophilia in one article and then saying I'm a liar in the other, listen, you people, I'm tired of you. I mean, I've really had enough of it. I really disdain you. I detest you. But it's a complex thought, but it's super simple. I want to try to just put it out there as best I can. The fact that they've done everything they can for 10 years to say the Tea Party is racist was very successful the last 4 or 5 years at almost having no, quote, minorities at Tea Party events. When I can tell you the Tea Party is a libertarian-based, grassroots, pro-human overall movement. And the fact that the media could brand it that minorities aren't welcome there, and then they don't go, and then minorities see there's no minorities there, that is how you run a con job. That's their greatest victory. Because now you've branded anything Americana, anything freedom-based, anything free market, pro-gun, whatever, as white and evil. You've just stolen a birthright from all these people and done a huge mind job on them and made all the white people think communism has a brown face.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Coming up, why is there suddenly such a huge push for Mark of the Beast technology? Michael Schneider, the American Dream blog, asked that question. Stories up on InfoWars.com. And I'm glad somebody pointed that out, because I used to harp on this 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I made films about it. Now it is just all over the news, ABC News, NBC News, Fox News, like, microchips for your kids. You know it's inevitable. That's the talking point. Because they're getting rid of cash, they're bringing in this control grid, they're going to use flooded borders, massive Al-Qaeda, ISIS sleeper cell attacks in the future to push this idea. Huge identity theft scandals, where governments and big corporations dump your identities out there by design so that you've got to be face scanned or biometrically identified to make sure your credit card or number is really being used by you. That will then also be an internet ID and be used to track, trace, and control everything you do. The power to tax is the power to destroy. But then on top of that, they'll be able to kick you off the internet with three strikes. And then your identity will basically be gone. No one will be able to basically speak for you. They will have total control. That is their admitted master jewel in the crown plan. And boy, I tell you, if John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos envisioning all of this 2,000 years ago? Was it psychic, time traveler, super clairvoyant, you know, given a vision by God? He was one of the greatest science fiction writers of all time. No, no one started writing science fiction like that for the last 60, 70 years, folks. He wrote it 2,000 years ago. But it doesn't matter. Depeche Mode has a song making fun of him, saying he stole his God from the Muslims. The Muslims didn't exist for hundreds and 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 hundreds of years until after he died. In fact, can we go out with John the Revelator, put him in an elevator, take him up to the Hyatt? You know what's funny, though? I love Depeche Mode. Incredible artist, great music, one of my favorite bands. It's just I hate it when I'm singing along to a song that sounds so good I love it when it's a lie. But you know what? It feels good, doesn't it? John the Revelator couldn't even hardly walk while he was having those visions for days. By the way, you read about Ezekiel. In Ezekiel, this was written 3,000 years ago, at least. And he sees giant craft with four spinning wheels of fire land and huge blue craft come off with crystal coverings over their heads and blue skin. He gets on his knee, and the angel tells him, take this, so you understand him. He takes this pill and then has these visions. I mean, what is that? And it's all hiding in plain view. And the churches all go, oh, we'll explain that. It's all figurative, and we don't want anyone to don't go there. Okay. That's what the Masons at the higher level are covering up, folks. Because the public, they don't think and handle it all. And I'm not even going there. I'm just saying this is what the elite actually believe. And a guy 2,000 years ago said, when you start seeing this, look out. They're going to set up a world government with 10 sub-regions, 3 mega-regions, and this number of leaders that give their power to a God-man who will be seen everywhere in the town squares and in the homes as a 3D creature that is see-through, holograms. The next rollout, the next televisions are all hologram-based. It's all happening. Speaking of technology, we take you now live to Germany. Do we have the guys in place yet? They're a little bit late getting in place where they are. They were in Dresden. Yes, they're there. We've got the feed. Let's let them get in place, and then as soon as dude's ready, give me a roger, okay? Copy that. Good. Think about somebody 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, watching a / radio show, InfoWars. It's radio you watch. And I would say that I would be in studio in Austin talking to anybody that wanted to dial in the world that has the technology that's ubiquitous, and that we could be in Dresden, Germany at a nationalist rally. We're going to see if these are all white supremacists like we've been told. I don't see one white supremacist there. If you don't want your country wide open, people coming in that rape your women, telling you you've got to submit to them, I don't see any Nazi regalia except for that skull and bones flag. I don't know if that's a Nazi flag, but usually the death's head is associated with that. So we'll see exactly what it says. Probably be the Fed there to discredit them, because if there's one of those flags there, Merkel then claims she can shut down the whole event. But then she's gone further than that, just shutting them down, period. And reactivating the Stasi. I see some state flags. I see some. We're going to go to them live here in just a moment. Again, if you're a radio listener, InfoWars.com/show. And then coming up, I'm going to get to the attacks on free speech here in the United States that are intensifying. I'm going to get into Hillary Clinton, obviously in deep trouble with another Secret Service agent, with a book coming out that basically documents everything that an FBI agent 16, 17 years ago said he witnessed there. Remember the crack pipes, the mouse tongue stuff hanging on the Christmas tree? People said, that's crazy. And then later the White House said, okay, we did it just for fun. It's a joke. just like Google a few weeks ago had Mao Zedong stuff on its front page celebrating Mao Zedong on their front page. You know, on December 25th, they show a Christmas tree, not a cross. But when it's a Mao Zedong holiday, they show us Mao Zedong worship, a guy that killed 80-plus million people. I mean, how freakazoid is that? Can't show a cross. We can show you Mao Zedong. Can't have you a little drummer boy. We can have us some Mao Zedong, the greatest murderer in history of his own people. I've actually seen news articles going, Alex Jones was bashing Mao Zedong and the communist Chinese again today because he doesn't like Asians. Yeah, I don't like a guy that killed 84 million Asians. And I'm not going to use my race card. People are like, who's this Korean girl? You say your sister is suddenly on TV with you. We didn't know that. Well, that's because in my 20 years on air, I might have said it 10, 15 times. Because it's not a race card. It's my sister, adopted. But I'm so sick of it all. I'm so tired of it. It's such idiocy. You kill 84 million Asians, you're a great guy. You're against it, you're a racist. And we've lost our Skype feed. We're going to get back up in a moment and go to them. Before I go any further, though, obviously it is extremely expensive to have Rob Dew and Josh Owens and Paul Watson, who's about to be there, in Germany. This is a news organization of over 50 people now. And I need to really get a couple more camera folks, and I need to get some more editors to be able to just get the bottleneck done, and also a few more writers to go through all the news we're gathering and actually get it out there. We'll have bombshell stuff, but just, you know, throw up 15 videos in one article and not even have time to look at them. Just, this is incredible. And there's just unbelievable gold exposing the New World Order there, but that's why we need listeners to go through everything we do and flag it for us and help us and post it to other sites and write articles about it and put it on other video sites. And so many times, folks, you'll take one of our videos off our YouTube channel or our Facebook channel or our Daily Motion channel. You'll post it on your little YouTube channel that might have had 100,000 views over the years, and it'll get 10 million views because they've got algorithms in there blocking our videos. Yes, we have a monetized YouTube channel. It doesn't pay for it. It might pay for 4 days of operation a month. It might pay for the money I got to spend. That channel with, I mean, we're talking 25, 30 million views a month on one channel, conservatively. And it might pay to run this office 3-4 days. The money we make each month off YouTube helps fund a few days, maybe 2 or 3. Okay, that's the nut I've got to crack. And by the way, I'm not complaining. We do this in Texas where it's inexpensive. You know, we try to pay our people decent, though. I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a Hillary for Prison shirt. Why would you not do it when this witch is trying to take the country over and destroy free speech and end talk radio and the internet as we know it and saying she wants to ban guns today? I've got the video saying that, you know, the government can restrict them. As if they haven't already done it enough. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the limited edition Hillary for Prison shirt. We also have two specials on the Alexa Pure Breeze that the sale ends, 26% off. That ends today. It'll still be a great deal at, you know, $220-something bucks. But it's over 25% off right now, 4-stage filtration system. It is $184.99, and the profit we make helps fund this operation. The air is so toxic, folks. You're crazy if you don't get one of these and put one in every room if you can afford it. We also, this is the last day for 20% off on lung cleanse because it will sell out today, as I predicted. We won't get more in for a month. It's an amazing essential oil combination that is the best out there in my view. And when my throat's scratchy or I've got a sore throat or whatever, it works better than anything I've ever tried before. And I'm in broadcasting. I've tried a lot of stuff. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Tell Dewey's got 4 minutes. We're going to go to break, and when I'm going to come back and go right to him. So, again, InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce is excellent as well. You've heard the rave reviews of that. Survival Shield X2. Secret 12. Most people don't absorb vitamin B12 in the gut anymore because of the toxicity, all the chemicals, the GMOs. For whatever reason, look up the studies. But if you put it under your tongue for about a minute, you absorb a lot of it, almost like it's a shot. And this is the exact stuff people inject, but I don't inject. This is not designed for that. It's methylcobalamin. 80% of its status, another acetylcobalamin, or however you pronounce it, is the top type that helps you absorb the other. So it's designed for maximum absorption. Sign up for auto ship. Get 10% off on the additional specials that are already running. And on orders of $50 or more, get free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. Our reporters live from Dresden, Germany, straight ahead at the site of a nationalist rally, which Merkel has said is illegal. These are people braving threat of arrest.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is in Dresden. They just started meeting at the town center and have just started marching. And they're, I'm told, going to be marching into some of the illegal alien invasion centers. We've had the German police and security forces try to tell Du and crew they're not allowed to interview people or allowed to cover things, even from outside the refugee centers. This is the attack on free speech. We now take you to Rob Du. Rob Du, thank you for joining us. How was your trip to Germany, and what have you witnessed so far?
Well, I feel like I haven't slept much. We've been doing a lot of traveling. We started off in Munich, and as you saw from the video yesterday, we went to one of the migrant centers. We went to a couple, and there weren't any people outside. The third one we went to, there were several people outside. We went and tried to talk to two men from Afghanistan, fighting-age men, of course, young men, and immediately the staff tore out of the building at us, started screaming at us, grabbing us, pushing our cameras down. It was a pretty hostile situation. We happen to be with an activist named Michael Studenberger, who's with the Free German Party. So a very small group, but very anti-immigration. In fact, he was just speaking at the event here in this town square. You could see he was flanked by women wearing hijabs, who obviously they were fake. They were there for protesting. But now it looks like everybody's about to march around the city. There's a lot of flags, a lot of German flags. Not sure what that is. That might be a Bavarian flag.
I also see Merkel depicted as a Nazi, so I haven't seen any.
Exactly.
Yes. Any Nazi
and
flags.
I did shoot I shot a quick video of that. Merkel as a Nazi. There's a guy wearing a shirt right there as Merkel as a Nazi. Maybe we can get a close-up shot of him. There's a sign right there, Josh. See the sign?
Yes, I see it. Good job.
Sorry, buddy.
Did you have any trouble getting into Germany when you told them you were there to cover Bilderberg?
No. No one has said anything yet. In fact, when we went through customs, it was, how long are you going to be here? Where are you going? And that was it. They didn't really want to know much more. And so they sent us on our way. Have had no problems yet. We are checking into the Hotel Bilderberg this afternoon. We just arrived into Dresden. We had a little bit longer drive than we thought from Nuremberg to Dresden. But we did have an interesting interview today. We stopped in a small town of about 40,000 people where they house about 1,000 migrants.
Illegal invaders brought in by the EU to break the border. Go ahead.
Exactly. Josh, you can make it up here. We stopped and talked, and this time we went and talked to him, and one of the guys spoke English, and he talked to us. We did a 25-minute interview that we're about to post. We're going to post half of it, and then right now edit it down, and then we're going to post the rest in a couple days. But his name was Mohammed, and he was from Syria, and most of the people there were from Syria. And he explained why most of the men that were fighting age that were coming in from his point of view. He also had some interesting things to say about Assad and how he is treated by the German people. He said we're looked down on. We don't feel welcome here. And I said, well, so what do you get? And they go, well, we get free housing. We get free food. We don't have to worry about anything, but I don't really like it here. So you're giving these people pretty much everything to live, and they still are not happy. But he said he does want to integrate, and he is for, you know, people integrating. So it's a long interview, and I think this will put to rest any notion that, you know, InfoWars is this racist opposition, we're just screaming at people.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Let this guy talk.
That's fine, dude. Yeah. No one is ever going to stop saying that no matter what we do. So that's fine to show the big long form things and be fair. The truth is, some of these immigrants aren't bad people, but they're being brought in to bring down the civilization. It's a globalist project. So they always make it about the people themselves instead of why it's being done. And so we're big picture. That's what we're doing. The truth is, you're not even allowed to go to Saudi Arabia, Rob, okay, and wear a cross around your neck. They have police that will come up and tell you, cover it up. So these people aren't inclusive to us, and we're not here to pay for everything because the EU wants to break our countries.
Yes, totally agree with you, Alex, 100% with you on there. And from what I'm gathering, this happens every first Monday of the month is what you can see is going on right now. People mass demonstrating against the anti-immigration, anti-migration policy. And
by the way, I don't see any skinheads, any Nazi flags. These are like normal people.
What does this sign say in English?
All as a maker of all the cruel in the world are the Bilderbergers.
All right. That's an anti-Bilderberger sign right there. Exactly. Oh, yeah, we know. We're here to cover it. So
tell them good job. So you got anti-globalists that get the program. You got a bunch of nationalists, people with state flags. I saw one that has a skull and crossbones, and it says something on the top. That could be fascist-related, but that's their right. They have any free speech, but let's find out.
I saw at least two. There's one there, and I'll see if I can find another one closer.
I have a sneaking suspicion that's just some party. But.
And I did see a couple flags have the Nazi symbol with a slash through it right now. So you can see everybody's spying out now. They're going to march around the city. We also have an interview we did in the Munich train station with the Free German Party candidates about to come up. Those interviews take a little bit longer because we've been driving and editing.
You've done a fabulous job. You guys get to the hotel now that that's been announced because they throw me out of it. I get there a week early now. Get in there, right. Get that intel, go to the migrant camps. Great job. Stay there, my friend. We're going to come back to you.
The Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fights back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me.
The Germans are waking up to globalism and the New World Order. Marches every day across the country. The same thing in France. The globalist project to destroy Europe and merge it with the Middle East accelerates. Facing total extinction, will the West at least get up on its knees and attempt to fight back? The answer is yes. Going back to Dresden, Germany, we're there to cover Bilderberg coming up in 3 days. We'll cover it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right through Sunday. Rob Dew and Josh Owens are there. Our other reporters are going to be popping in tomorrow at big rallies out in California. Leanne McAdoo has been dispatched. She wanted to go. And she said, hey, that's a little sexist. I was like, I don't want you getting beat up. Okay, yes, I don't send a woman where she can get beat up. I send guys. And I guess it's true. I said, okay, Leanne. But she goes, well, how far should I go? And I'm like, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want Leanne to get her nose broken or something, but she went. She went. Okay, well, I don't think Gloria Steinem's going to be pleased, though. because these communists are targeting women. But Joe Biggs is there to protect her. Oh, I'm sorry, that's sexist. A man's going to help a woman. Going back to Rob Dew and Josh Owens. Rob, great videos you've been filing. Amazing. This one on the original Trump wall in Germany. Tell folks about that. Tell us what happened during the break.
Yeah, we found a medieval castle after we interviewed that migrant Muhammad down in Newmark. On this hill, there was like these ruins of a castle. So we went up to check it out, and we decided to shoot a report there. And we shot some amazing footage we'll be putting up as well later. But, Alex, take a look at this. Thousands of people marching for anti-immigration. Now watch this. We're going to turn around. I've found Bernie Sanders supporters here in Germany. German Bernie Sanders supporters right here. You can see they have the refugees welcome sign. They've got their little sign. I guess they're against nationalism. But you can see maybe about 40, 50 at the most. They're chanting, and they got the communist flag right there. So these are communist leftists here that are pro illegal immigration and pro migration. They want to fund this stuff. They want to basically sell their future down the river because they've been told.
Let's show a little more attention to that blonde police officer for a moment, please.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Austria last year. So, once again, they are wearing their jumpsuits. We'll get another shot over this way, but you can see.
Now let's show the sense of the numbers. You got maybe 50 leftist and brainwashed mainstream media viewers, punk rockers, anarchist communists, stuff like that. Not even 50, like maybe 35. And then across the street, it looks like a 2 mile long line of thousands and thousands and thousands of people marching.
This line has been moving for about 5 minutes. It's several, probably 20 people thick as it moves. And there's no stop. There's no sign of this line ending. So you can see the very small pro-immigration rally. And then here in Dresden, you have this large.
Now let's go back to that female police officer.
What was that, Alex?
I'm serious. Let's go back to the female police officer. I'm sorry. I'm having a little fun. Folks. I apologize. No. Feel free to ask if anybody speaks English and see if they want to talk to her, too. See what she thinks.
I don't think they're allowed to talk. I could go to...
I know. I don't care. Just go talk to her.
But you know what? I think I'm going to go talk to one of these migrants and speak English.
It's like you're a Mars rover. I can't be there, but you're going up, see, to check out the intelligent life here.
Exactly.
We're sending the rover in.
Anybody speak English? Want to come over and talk?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Sprechen English. Anybody want to talk? You want to come over here? Come over here. Speak for your people. See if anybody wants to come talk. Tell me why they're pro.
Why don't you go into the... okay, here comes one of them.
Speak English? All right.
This guy's just a trendy. He's supposed to pick women up.
What's the name of your group? Why are you here?
Pegida is versus the refugees which come to Germany and to Dresden, and we are here to say no to Pegida because we want the refugees, we want to help the people who come here, and these people just...
So how many refugees do you want to come here? A million came last year.
Okay. I'm fine with that. Yeah. I think German does not lose something on his image or his money or his culture because the refugees come here. I think the refugees are good for Germany.
So he wants a tax raise to pay for them? Is that what he said?
What about the taxes that it's going to take to house them? Because right now they're housing them and giving them food. They're not actually working. They're not integrating into your society.
They may not working. The state forbids they are forbidden to
work. Ask him if he wants Sharia law. I mean, if we should let them mutilate their women and make them wear hoods over their heads. Ask them if it's okay how they treat their women.
Okay. What about in Muslim countries, the way they treat their women? Do you think that's okay to do that here?
What?
The way they treat their women, make them cover up, they can beat them, they can stone them.
I think this is a kind of education which we have to bring them nearer. That's right, they have to be educated.
Explain that they don't assimilate anywhere. Explain, they're the most unassimilatable people.
Yes, it does change their religion, but it's,
no, you're good.
I think...
Explain to this ding-dong that they're unassimilable. You cannot assimilate these people.
Changing what they...
Tell them, her dress like that would be illegal under these people. That woman would have to wear a hood over her head.
they really want to stay here, and that's their only way to survive, or one of the ways to survive.
Where's the money going to come from, though, to pay for all this?
From these people. Germany is rich. Germany has money.
Yeah. No, you've got a deficit.
And eventually, that's the problem with socialism. You eventually run out of other people's money.
I do not think that the people have.
Ask this guy what he does.
Germany is rich.
Yeah.
In fact,
what do you do? What's your job?
I'm student.
You're a student?
Yes.
Are you
a student? Really much, yes.
Yeah.
But the future, that were the people who want to live in this Germany with the refugees.
This guy will be given a job later over people that work. This is a dumb parasite. So stupid, he doesn't know he's one. Bring up the blonde police officer and you have to wear a beekeeper suit. Say, do you understand the Muslims take over? This woman couldn't even be a police officer. Ask the idiot.
Ask the police officer?
No, ask him. Ask him if he realizes she'd have to wear a hood over her head.
Do you realize if Sharia law happened here, if you brought in enough refugees that they would be the majority, women like this and over here would have to wear hoods over their heads? Because they're changing the laws whenever they become a majority. They're doing this in Michigan. They're trying to institute Sharia law in some of the states in the United States.
I don't understand the question.
Hey, interview that blonde reporter right behind you. She's walking around beside you. Josh knows who she is. To your left,
yeah,
Josh.
That's Lauren Southern. Hey, Lauren. We're live
on the
air.
Okay, she's from Canada.
Yeah, exactly. So what have you found today? What have you been in your investigations?
In my investigations? I mean, I've talked to a few people. They just seem like Germans concerned about the Islamification of their country. And, I mean, I've heard a lot online that they're racist, that they're Nazis. But I interviewed a few people that have the giant anti-swastika signs. And I asked them, are you pro or against the Gita? And they said, we love the Gita. And they were anti-fascists, right? The people here that you were filming, no one is replying to me. I don't know if they're replying to you.
I talked to one guy. He's a student, and I think most of the people here are students. Basically, from the Bernie Sanders class, it looks like give us as much free as you can, is what they seem to be saying, because they think they could take more migrants.
Kind of like baby birds, more free, never had jobs. It's so predictable.
Exactly.
Bums.
Yeah. I've talked to a few students as well, and one of the students was saying, I just can't believe how racist this is. A lot of people don't seem to understand that Islam is a religion.
Yeah.
And not a race, right? And
it's the details that they're
it treats women like animals.
He said, we can't judge people when we don't know about them. And he said, I've never read the Quran, so I can't judge them, right? I'm like, well, maybe you should talk.
Rob, do announce where you are, too.
You should understand yourself, because maybe there's a reason people are gathered in large numbers here at the rally. Maybe there's a reason people are against the Islamification of their country.
Exactly. Where we're at now is in Dresden, Germany. We were at the one of the town squares here, where they had a giant, what do you estimate, about 3,000, 4,000 people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the crowd kept growing the entire time I was there. So
the march, it got huge.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go, do you know where they're marching to?
That way.
All right, I think we're going to go try to keep up with them. This looks like it's dying down. They're pulling up their banner. I think they have to go somewhere else and beg for free food or something. So we're going to leave the socialists alone.
Gosh, they're so stupid, and they think they're so intellectual. All right, well, it's good to see Laura Southern there. We just had her on last week. She was censored by Facebook for daring to engage in free speech.
And for just saying something might get censored. Yeah, they took her page away. But then after people got angry, and I guess enough people, by putting it out on the internet, and I think we talked about it, we put it out on InfoWars, they restored her page after that.
Yeah, no, we broke it, and then Drudge picked it up. Yeah, but see, if we didn't have things like Drudge or InfoWars protecting the other reporters, we wouldn't get squat. And I'm not asking for love back from all these reporters and groups, but I'm constantly, defending other reporters at Daily Caller or Breitbart, and it's nice to see them, defending us some as well, because we're all in this together. In fact, we have a Tucker Carlson that owns the Daily Caller popping in for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour about how he's been censored and manipulated and how they misrepresent interviews that he gives. So there's a lot of examples of that and the dirty tricks that they're engaged in, a la the activity of Katie Couric. In fact, guys, I think I have it here, but you guys pull that, because that was a controversy a couple of weeks ago. I want to refresh myself with the way Carlson was getting manipulated. Tucker Carlson says, Glenn Beck sucked up to Zuck. You're such an impressive guy. He was in the meeting with Facebook head, which I'm fine with. As long as you don't roll over and worship what happened there, it's good to have somebody that was there. But they were sworn to secrecy in those meetings, so he will not say the name of Glenn Beck. But he's been censored. He's been manipulated on Facebook and other places as well. So he's going to be popping in with us. Rob Dew.
Yes.
You're doing such a terrific job. How about we just for 2 or 3 minutes here, and I'm going to let you go, hand the mic and switch the camera to yourself so I can talk to Josh Owens.
Okay. Give us 1 second. We can do that.
Fantastic. And then I do have to get to a bunch of clips, folks. There are so many of these I haven't gotten to yet. Hillary Clinton government has a right to regulate the Second Amendment. You don't have a right to regulate private citizens that don't have criminal records. That's why it says free men will not be debarred the use of guns. That's what that means. That's a Founding Father quote. It's also in the Federalist Papers. But yes, certainly private institutions do to a certain extent, as long as they're not open commons. But your goal is to ban the guns, and you've banned them everywhere else you've gotten control, like New York, Chicago, D.C. So stop saying you don't want a total ban. So that's coming up. We got a bunch of other clips. But Josh Owens, always busting his butt. And he's gone jihadi there. He's got the beard so that he can infiltrate the camps. We're joking. I could ask you questions, but you've been in Germany 24 hours, already kicked butt. What do you want to impart? What have you picked up in day one of this 10-day Operation InfoWars?
Well, look, Alex, one thing that I don't think was conveyed in the video that we posted yesterday, when we went to this migrant camp, all we wanted to do was simply speak to people. We wanted to show what the situation was there, because that is our future if we continue to leave the borders open and allow anyone and everyone to come in under the guise of being peaceful and being, you know, nice people. And, well, we just want to help them. That's not what it is. That's not what it is, first off. Second off, my point in saying that is that in the video, they bum-rushed us because we were trying to speak to people. I guess they were afraid that they might say something that would shine a negative light on them. So this group of thugs in blue suits, I mean, I guess they were self-appointed security, ran up to us, and Rob Dew had the microphone, and I should have thought to unplug the microphone so I could get the audio on my end. The guy was screaming at me, telling me to put the camera down. They would erase the footage. We will erase the footage.
And by the way, you're on the edge of it at the public interest to it, and these guys look like they're from Nigeria or Central Africa, just to show they use the last wave to be the enforcers to cover for the next wave. I've had members of parliament on from the UK. This is a tactic they've used there. The government is bringing in foreigners because they're totally beholden to the government and have no culture in the country. They feel like outsiders. The government's outsider. It's globalist. So they work together in tandem.
Exactly. And I was having a back and forth with the guy. You can see it at the end of the video if you watch the video. It's kind of long. But the guy that was worked for the city and was coming to clear things up, he was saying that, well, we don't want them to feel threatened. There's a lot of people out here that want to get them, and we just need to make sure they're safe. And I made the point, oh, so it's okay if we don't feel safe. It's okay if they attack us, but we just have to make sure that they have their fuzzy little blankets and their nice
little... It's okay if Glenbeck brings them teddy bears. It's okay if they're raping and killing and robbing and stabbing and the highway systems are shutting down. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay if regular citizens have to bust their butt to live, to feed their families.
It's okay if 85% of Germans in national polls don't want it. They don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. They get food for free. They don't have to work. They get a place to stay. And the interview that we did today with a guy, which will be coming out soon, as soon as we get back to the car, he was saying how much he hated Germany, yet he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to worry about money. And then at the end of it, he was like, well, I kind of like it because I don't actually have to do anything. And then Dew asked him, he said, well, you're from Syria, so are you going to go back to Syria when you're done? And he was like, no, I'm not going to go back to Syria. I'm going to stay here because I have more opportunities here, because I can get things that I want here, not back in Syria.
I would say arrogant Muslim invader says he hates Germany but is going to stay and love the free stuff.
Exactly. And that's the thing that people don't get. These social justice warriors, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in the U.S., they don't understand that this is not some game. This is not some let's be nice to people. Nobody wants to be mean to people. That's not the freaking point. That's not what's going on here. These people aren't all evil. They're not all evil, but there is a system behind this that is making sure that they come over.
Absolutely. It's Peter Sutherland, the guy that founded the EU on record 20-something years ago off their so-called trade deals, who is now the head of this migrant commission to open Europe up, advertise, bring them in, and then have them be a new political weapon system. Get a cab if you have to. Catch up to that rally. This might get crazy. So they're about to march through some of the immigrant areas. Great job, Josh Owens, Rob Dew. I really appreciate your work. Our prayers are with you.
Thank you, Alex. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to be covering this for the next week.
Absolutely. And call us if something hot happens, or just listen. Get a cab, because, have you guys lost the march? I'm sorry. Get in there, my friend.
We're going to catch up to it right now.
All right, good. All right. Well, I tell you, this, there's no other media like this, folks, because Fox News, CNN, all of them, they want to have producers there controlling everything and showing you what they want you to see. We're just teleprompter-free, live cameras worldwide. We have built an organization, thanks to your support, that is unprecedented. And I want to round it out with another 10 personnel. So see it as a donation. You need these nutraceuticals. You need X2, the good halogen. Find out about what that means at InfoWarsLife.com. You need Supermel Vitality. It's changed my life. You need Lung Cleanse, 20% off today, about to sell out. You need to purify the air in your house. And we have a new system, the Alexa Pure Breeze, that is 26% off out of the gates. That special ends today. You need Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems. You need the systems at InfoWarsStore.com. And the profit we make is plowed into what you see happening, I mean, all over the world. Our footage is all over mainstream media, because what happens is they won't report on it, but once we force it and Drudge forces it, then it all comes out. Then it ends up being pushed out on the news, and we are changing the narrative towards reality thanks to your support. So get a Hillary for President shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the air from filtration and water filtration systems, InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Find all the amazing longevity products, and your purchase on the site helps fund our operation. And InfoWarsHealth.com, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Osteo FX, and so much more at InfoWarsHealth.com. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, at store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Your own personal Obama, your own
know Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal.
Yeah, there's so many of these great videos that Rob New and Josh Owens have already put out that I'm going to play some of them later in the next hour, but we have a lot of stuff to cover here, obviously. Tucker Carlson's coming up about the whole Facebook meeting, and I'm going to ferret more out of him and all the censorship that's going on, but we have migrant camp freaks out on reporters asking questions in Germany. That's up on Infowars.com. Medieval Trump wall found in Germany. Now they built walls back then to stop the Muslims. Because, see, they invade. That's what they do. There are a lot of Muslims that are nice people, but it's definitely a religion of conquest big time. But they teach in school the Crusades were offensive. No, they weren't. Were there atrocities in the Crusades? Absolutely. You think I'm defending medieval Europe? Okay. Yeah, that's a funny one, too. It's like I don't like the Aztec culture. It doesn't mean I don't like people that are from Aztec bloodlines. It's again, believe me, if you were a Mesoamerican, you didn't like the Aztecs either. They're the ones that depopulated most of southern North America. They went around killing almost everybody and eating them till they ran out of people. And by the time Cortez showed up, a couple hundred men took out thousands because they were just completely out of their minds. But I am digressing, ladies and gentlemen. They were following a bizarre cult. And taking hallucinogens every couple days over time makes you a little bit crazy. When your central planners are taking hallucinogens a couple times a week, not a good idea. Now, once a month, maybe it's okay. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. But continuing, I want to play this clip since I mentioned it. Just to remind us where Hillary Clinton's at right now. And you've got FBI agents that have been in there, other Secret Service agents. Dan Bongino would not tell me what went on in the White House. In fact, it's time to get him back on. And he said, look, I'm getting threats. My house is getting broken into and stuff like that. And he's also called up and said, will you stop saying that I gave you info? And I said, I haven't. He went and saw the clip. He goes, oh, you didn't. I go, no, they're lying, saying you gave me info. You did not give me info. You said it's worse than people are saying on air. I have talked to another Secret Service agent, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and it was done in an in-person way, and all I was told was, you are dead on, except it's worse than you think. And that was before Bongino told me that. I said, what? And they just said, unbelievable. And I said, what do you mean? And it's just unbelievable. But this begs the question, at what point is it too big to fail? I mean, okay, you're sworn to secrecy, you'll get in trouble, you'll get fired, they're arresting reporters, they're arresting whistleblowers, I get it. But if it's unbelievable and it's illegal, you're part of a secret service that's going to cover it up? Sure, watch the president's back. Don't tell him if he's cheating on his wife. I get secrecy like that. But other stuff? And that's why you've got them going after the Secret Service right now with all these faux scandals. Oh, my gosh, some of them might have had a hooker or something. Okay, that's not good because of blackmail. But is that selling out secrets to the communist Chinese, missile secrets? Is that selling us out to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Saudi Arabians? Is that having Saudi Arabian princes in the White House at midnight doing heaven knows what? Or Hillary throwing fits, running around screaming at everyone? And we already know from the FBI agents and others that have gone public, Hillary Clinton literally chews the carpet. I'm sorry, I didn't get to this yet. I'm going to come back before Tucker Carlson joins us. I'm going to play this. Hillary Clinton government has a right to regulate Second Amendment. That's a big statement from her in the campaign because that's what she intends to do. And you can regulate something until it's basically illegal. And that's what they plan to do. Listen, I know you all know that, but they're coming for the guns. They want to break our will. They've already taken everything else, and they want to get the Bible and the guns. They hate us. They hate Christians. No matter what color you are, you're the target, and your churches have been taken over. They won't warn you.